Today, June 5th, is the feast day of the great bishop and martyr, St. Boniface. St. Boniface was a Benedictine monk from England who felt a call by God to go and convert the people of Germany to the Catholic faith. We know that when we look at his life, he was born in Devonshire in England, and he was educated by the Benedictines, so it's very appropriate that we celebrate this Mass here in this beautiful Benedictine monastery. His English name was Winifred. He was being trained to become the abbot of that monastery. He was a director of a school, deeply steeped in sacred scripture and the church fathers. But he was always looking out to the mission fields. He knew that there were many places of Europe that had not received the true faith, the Catholic faith, or they had received it, but it got watered down. So in some places, it was somewhat mixed with paganism. And so, again, this is about the 7th century. And so when he was 40 years old, he received permission from the Pope to go to Germany to do missionary work. And the first thing he found when he got there was that the pagans in this region were worshipping a huge oak tree, about maybe 150 feet tall, huge oak tree, and they had been worshipping this tree for about 100 years. So what Boniface does, he comes in, of course, his name was Winifred, but when he met with the Pope said, you can't go to a pagan country with a name like Winifred. You're never going to make it. I have to give you a stronger name. A guy can't go in there with the name Winifred. So the Pope, who of course is infallible, said, I've got to give you a name, Boniface, Bonifice, which means the doer of good deeds. It's a very strong masculine name. So Boniface goes into this pagan territory. He evaluates the situation, sees that they're all worshipping this tree, and so Boniface took out his axe and began to hack down this tree that they'd worshipped for over 100 years. Well, the people were shocked, and the tree fell and split into four pieces, a huge crash, and everybody expected their pagan gods to strike down this Christian missionary, Boniface. Of course, nothing happened to him, and he was able to convert that entire village. So he continued his work there. He was made the bishop of that region by the Pope, and baptized thousands of people. He was able to travel back and forth due to a letter he received from Charles Martel, the great French king, to give him safe conduct. And he was able to travel all throughout that area of Germany, making it a Catholic country. Of course, our own Holy Father, Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI, came from this region. So we wonder whether or not we would have this Pope had not the missionary work been done so many years before to bring the true faith to the people of Germany. He was eventually appointed archbishop and brought about a great reform within the church. He was known for two things, his loyalty to the Holy Father and his orthodoxy, teaching the faith in the correct way and teaching the correct truths of the faith. So he brought about a reform of the church. Then in the year 754, he and 53 of his companions went to visit another area to instruct people for the sacrament of confirmation, and there they were massacred. A group of the pagans gathered around their tents, and it said that Boniface was reading his scripture, reading his breviary, when they came in and massacred him and the 53 companions. So today we honor a great saint. He began his missionary work at 40. He died at the age of 80. So here he is, 80 years old, out there doing his missionary work. So again, it's a lesson to us that we should never consider ourselves too old or too young to do the work of God. Here at 80 years old, he's out there in the forest of Germany, bringing the true faith to the pagans and instructing people and even willing to die for Christ. And so we pray, St. Boniface, pray for us.